Amen.
Let me read to all of you. Last week we began also talking about the introduction of this big topic. There are so-called difficulties in the Bible.
是圣经里面的困难, 或者我们这明白圣经产生的困难。
Is it because there is difficulty with the Bible, or is it because our understanding to the Bible has difficulties?
圣经自己有问题, 或者我们不懂, 我们发出问题。
Is it the Bible itself have questions or problems, or we don't understand the Bible and we ask questions?
如果我们承认, 每一本书都有它的困难,
if we were to acknowledge that every book of the Bible has difficulties,
每一本书我们看的时候, 我们也会产生困难,
and also every book we read and we ask questions,
那这是人的常情,
then this is too normal with man.
因为写书的人一定有他的毛病,
because the one who writes books has their own problems.
读书的人一定有他的限制,
and the one who read books also have their limitations.
理解这个东西,
and think called understanding.
250年以前,
250 years ago,
英国有两个哲学家曾经花了很多的年月, 很大的功夫, 用哲学的分解方式,
in England, there are two philosophers who has analyzed a lot on this aspect of it.
一个就是 David Hume.
One is called David Hume.
另外一个就是 John Locke.
The other one is John Locke.
怎样理解, 怎么明白, 到底理性的功用是什么?
How do we understand what's the function of understanding?
那么后来呢, John Locke就提到三件事情。
And later on, John Locke mentioned the three things.
一就是当我的理性不能明白的时候,
the first, when my understanding cannot understand,
有没有可能这件事本来就是不合理的, 所以我不能接受?
Is it because originally this thing is not reasonable, and that's why I cannot accept it?
这些呢, 我不能接受的, 因为不合理性的东西是违背真理的原则性的。
This thing that I cannot understand, I cannot accept because it's not reasonable, because they are anti the principles of truth.
那这个叫做不合理性的事情。
And these are called irrational things.
这个叫做背离的。
Which means they are against reasoning.
不合理的。
Irrational.
所以这个的英文它就用了 contra-rational things 这个字。
And he uses a contra-rational things.
但是有一些东西呢,是我还想不清楚, 但是呢,那个东西本来本身就是真理的。
But there are also things that they themselves are truth, but at this moment, I could not fully understand.
所以呢,这个本身就不需要改变,而我理性的功能跟理性对这个真理本身的了解需要一个进程,那这样是问题在我不在他。
So then, with these things, it itself has no problem, but my understanding need a process to progress.
所以呢, John Locke 就说这个叫 rational,
and John Locke said that this rational.
所以背离的跟合理的是两个范围。
So contra rational and rationals are two realms.
但是有没有一种可能?
But is there a possibility?
就是当我的理性尽我所能去了解，结果呢，这个东西还是超过。 我的理性功能,
that my reasoning power, I try my very best to reason, to try to understand, but it transcends the reasoning power that I have.
我尽了我所能的,
not only I try my very best,
连全世界最聪明的人都尽了思想功能里面最大最大的努力跟限制。
Even the most intelligent people of the world have tried their very, very best.
结果这些东西呢, 还是比人的理性更强更高, 但是呢, 我不明白它却是一件事实。
But yet this thing still transcends our reasoning power, and yet I do not understand, but this is something which is truth.
如果有这样的事的话,
if there is such a thing,
那么应当把它当作是怎样的性质来看待,
then how would it categorize it?
所以呢, John Locke就用了另外一个名词,
John Locke used another term,
不是 contra-rational,
not contra-rational,
不是 rational,
not rational,
是 supra-rational,
超理性,
超理性,
supra rational.
那你说呢, 这句话是不是太过抽象的呢?
Now if you would ask whether this thing is too abstract,
这个范围是不是太过离谱的呢?
And this realm is too absurd.
什么叫做超理性呢?
What do you mean by suprarational?
连全世界最聪明的人都不懂，那么到底要给谁懂呢？
Even the most intelligent people of the world cannot understand, then who then can understand?
所以超理性的本身是不是就是一个不合理的事情？
So suprarational itself, is it not rational?
有一次我在澳洲一个学校里面讲这个东西。
There was one I was preaching on this in a school in Australia.
有个圣公会一个很著名的牧师，他说我很久没有听到这些用这里来讲道的这个方法。
So there was a very famous Anglican pastor. He said, for a long time, I've not heard people preaching in a very rational manner.
谢谢你给我提醒 John Locke 所讲过的这个层次。
Thank you that you remind me about this thing that John Locke had discussed.
叫做 supra-rational.
When he says supra-rational,
是 supra who's rationalization.
With rationality, 我们来讲是超了谁的理性？
你说的连爱因斯坦都不懂。
Even said even Einstein cannot understand.
连这个字就是说他最高的，连他都不懂，那一定是更高。
If you would said even, which means that is of the highest rank.
那么谁知道爱因斯坦的孙子比爱因斯坦厉害呢？
But who then that to say that Einstein's grandchildren will not be more intelligent than he is?
谁知道两百年以后有很多人比今天最高的哲学家的思想还更有智慧？
Who that to say that 200 years down the road there will be someone who is of the highest wisdom as compared to us?
所以这个超到底是什么范围？
So when it says supra, which realm that is touched on?
超的那个境界到底是谁去定的？
That this supra, this realm, who is going to determine?
所以这个就变成一个很难讨论的问题。
So then this becomes something difficult to understand and discuss.
那我举一个例子啊。
For instance,
我们常常以为我们的思想是作为足够的工具，可以去了解我们四周的自然。
Many times we feel that our reasoning faculty is a good enough and strong instrument to understand the natural world.
所以苏格拉底以前的希腊哲学家
，so the Greek philosopher pre Socrates，
他们都用最高的理想、最大的思考功能去研究、分析、破解、研讨、归纳。他们所见的自然现象
They use the highest ambition and also the higher reasoning power trying to understand and analyze for to make conclusion about the natural phenomena.
所以当时所有的哲学家所写的书差不多有两个最公共的共用的题目。
So at that time, all philosophers, the topic they discussed can be actually deducted into two topics.
Two common topics.
Two common topics.
第一个就是呢 on nature.
The first is 谈自然，
第二个是 on principle
论原则。
所以研究自然要发现原理。
So when they study on nature, they want to find out the principle of it.
观察现象要找出总原则。
You want to observe the phenomena, so they want to draw from it principles.
那么世界的原则呢
？And all these principles
后来就变成不证自明的叫做公理。
They become self-explanatory kind of truth. People understand.
你不必证明
，you didn't prove it.
你不必讨论
，you didn't discuss it.
本来就是这样的嘛。
Self-explanatory.
本来
，originally so.
那个本是什么本
？What is original? If so, what's original?
从本到来，到底来多久了？
From the original until now, how long would it take?
你们都常用这个话，对不对？
本来就是这样。You use this statement and say that why it is so.
本来就是这样，你不必多讲。本来就是这样。
It is so. You don't talk more.
女人。比较爱哭，本来就是这样的。
That for the woman they like to cry, and that is so.
男人比较爱发脾气，本来就是这样，不必多讲。
And man loses easily their temper, that is so.
为什么这样他就哭
？Why is that she cries easily?
她是女人吗
？Oh, she's a woman.
如果男人哭才奇怪，女人一直发脾气也很奇怪。
If man were to cry easily, that's strange. Also, a woman was to lose temper easily, that's strange.
所以这个本来就是这样。
So when it's originally so,
中国人就把这个本来就是这样用两个字表达，这个叫做自然。
And the Chinese used the word to explain natural.
什么叫做自然呢
？What is my nature?
它自己是这样的吗
？My nature it is such.
好，所以呢，研究自然呢
，So when you study nature,
就是研究恒常公理
，which means you study a constant common knowledge,
the constant axiom,
common axiom,
the constant.Rule,
恒常的这个原则
，constant principle forever and ever,
恒常不变的原则。
那么谁定的呢
Who then fix it?
谁知道你公公没有生他就这样了。
Well, we don't know because even before your grandfather was born, it was like that.
我们的祖先没有在世界上就是本来就是这样。
Even our ancestors before they lived, it is so.
因为它是恒常的。
Because it's constant.
所以你不必再讨论，就是这样。
You don't discuss, it is so.
你说为什么太阳今天从东方来，明天从晚，会不会后天从西方出来？
Why is that the sun rises from the east and would it rise from the west tomorrow?
不必讨论，就是恒常公理。
You don't have to discuss because it's constant action.
所以我们只能看。看自然，明白自然，结果把自然现象的恒常公理写下来，这个叫做教科书了。
We only have to observe the nature, and there's a constant axiom, and write down that become textbook.
那他怎么可以教我？我怎么又学他的？因为他比你先知道，你落后，你没有办法，就是学。
How come he's qualified to teach me? It is because he knows first, you know less.
你说我很讨厌他，所以他讲我就反对，没有办法，因为他谈的是恒常公理，你反对是你不恒常。
You say I dislike him, I don't need to teach, but you cannot oppose him because of what he has the constant axiom.
所以所谓科学。
So when you say science,
就是不过描述恒常公理是这样的，但是呢，有可能我看错了，写错了，所以科学的道理也会被推翻。
It is only about to tell us, to teach us about axiom, constant axiom, but it could be study and also draw the conclusion wrongly. It could be changed.
So scientific knowledge is the temporal knowledge which had not been washed away by the new discovery.
科学知识只不过是还没有被新的知识所淘汰而已，
还没有被刷新。
啊，刷新
还是被承认。暂时可靠的知识，
因为 temporary is still being treated as a reliable knowledge.
所以，当一个年轻人
，so when a young man
有一点科学的知识就反圣经的时候，这是表现自己很笨、很愚昧。
When he got a little bit of scientific knowledge, he tried to oppose the Bible, which means he is a fool.
因为比你更伟大的科学家很多是对圣经绝对遵从的。
Because a lot of scientists were greater than you do absolutely they obey the Bible.
所以近代科学之父是英国的 Francis Bacon.
So we can say that the contemporary father of science is Francis Bacon.
他写一本书叫做 Nova Organum.
He has written this book, Nova Organum.
这个是用拉丁文写的。
It's in Latin.
Nova Organum 的意思就是新的方法，新的机关。
Means that new method, new mechanism.
为什么呢？因为他呢认为从亚里士多德传下来科学方法论已经两千多年一直没有突破。
Because he discovered that the method had been passed to us down to us by
Aristotle.
Aristotle has not been changed for 2,000 years.
所以应当有个新的方法论。
So there must be a new methodology.
那么这个所谓旧的方法论，亚里士多德传下来是什么理论呢？
When you say this Aristotelian kind of method, we pass out. What kind of method is that?
就是呢所谓的 syllogism.
Which is syllogism.
Syllogism 就是三段论法。
Syllogism.
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 Syllogism 的三段论法有大前提、小前提，然后结论。
And also syllogism has three steps of deduction. That is the
major premise,
minor premise, and conclusion.
Conclusion. 所以我举一个例子哈。
For instance,
人都会死。
All men will die.
李建安是人。
李建安 is a man.
所以呢，人都会死叫做 major premise.
And man will die. That's a major premise.
是大前提。
That's a premise, major premise.
李建安是人。
李建安 is a man.
小前提。
And the minor premise.
所以结论呢
？The conclusion.
李建安会死。
李建安 also shall die.
啊，对不起，今天李师母不在，所以讲大声一点不要紧。
And because of why my wife is not here, it's okay.
好、啊，你现在明白了哈、
哦。So you understand now.
所以呢，亚里士多德就把这个当作是三段论法。
So Aristotle deemed it syllogism.
这个在逻辑学里面叫什么呢
？In logic, what do you understand by that?
这个叫演绎法。
Which is it is a deduction.
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 The deductive method of syllogism is the most basic principle in logic.
三段论的演绎法乃是逻辑最基本的原则。
所以这样呢，你慢慢你就我接着有一个知识的肯定。
So because of that, you slowly find that I have an affirmation of knowledge now.
懒惰人呢很少成功的。
And those who are lazy will never.
你懂不懂
？Do you know?
我再告诉你啊。
加油。
懒惰人很少成功的。
Those who are lazy seldom succeed.
你这么懒惰
，You are lazy.
你一定失败。
So you will fail.
所以很多父母啊没有读过哲学，已经用三段论的话教孩子。
So a lot of parents never study about logic by using the system to teach the child. 的。
他为什么这么讲呢？
Why did they say so?
因为他爸爸从前对他这么讲。
Because the father told her in that manner.
他从前也不听。
In the past, she never listened.
后来他又过了一生也没有什么成功，他也没有道理，就告诉他的孩子。
So when he passed a whole life, never listened, said, that's a way he held the
children. 两千多年来啊。
So for 2,000 years.
点一发就变成科学方法论最基础的原则。
Deduction method become the most fundamental method of science.
那么明白知识是不是一样靠这种演绎法呢？
So to know about truth and knowledge, do we depend only on deduction?
Francis Bacon 说不。
Francis Bacon say no.
这个方法已经两千多年了。
This method has been here for 2,000 years.
这个方法不大对的。
It is not so right.
还有另外一些方法。
And another method.
我们一定要从另外方法去看更客观的明白真理跟知识的方法。
We must use another way and plan another methodology to understand the nature.
所以他就写了 Nova Organum 这本书。
So he has written this book called Nova Organum.
他说研究出来方法是什么呢？
And what is the method that he came to be?
他说不是演绎，是归纳。
Not deduction, but induction.
你的鸟。
But.
这是鸟。
Yes, but.
他就鸟什么鸟？你看哦，也是小麻雀出来啊，鸟啊鸟
啊，也是一个 exception。
后来忽然间有另外一个很大的哇出来，你说鸟怎么这么大
？First you see a sparrow, then you see another big bird. Why is this bird so big?
这个也是鸟吗
？You said a bird.、
什么鸟呢？
哦，不，
鸵鸟。
哦、oh, maybe an ostrich.
这但是它不会飞呀、
啊。But this ostrich cannot fly.
你说这个是鸟，你怎么知道是鸟
？So when you say this is the bird, how do you know?
你说我归纳吗？
I try to make an induction.
反正四只脚的叫做兽，两只脚的叫做鸟。
So when it's four legs, it's called an animal. Two legs called bird.
凡是没有翅膀的不是鸟，凡是鸟要有翅膀。
And that without wings are not birds. That are birds are with wings.
凡是生出来就是一个小小宝贝的，那不是鸟。凡是生出来是蛋的，叫做鸟。
And those are born like an egg and not a mammal.
How?
They are not birds.
哦，你说的哈。
You say that.
凡是生的蛋的就是鸟。我在家里有两只公鸟。不是公鸡
，and then you say that I have two 公鸟，
公鸟
，I have two that is a male bird，
是公鸟，公鸟，不要这样讲，那么是鸭子，这个比较扁的鸭，扁鸟，扁鸟，
有点
大，鸭的嘴巴很扁嘛，
有点大，
所以那个名词跟那个知识，你是演绎，是归纳出来的。
So that name and that term,
我这样讲下去变成大众哲学讲座了。
And now it becomes a public lecture.
就变成不是圣经难题了。
所以那
不是
个道理嘛？
这两堂很重要。
But these two sessions are important.
这两堂把你的思想把它清打大扫除，把它清洗了以后。
Because it's going to clean your mind.
你就变得比较客观，不再骄傲。
So that you are more objective, you are not proud.
所以这个科学之父啊。
So this father of science.
古代是阿里士多德。
In the past, in the ancient time, it was Aristotle.
现代是。Francis Bacon.
But a contemporary one is Francis Bacon.
古代是希腊思想。
In the ancient, it was a Greek thought.
近代是英国的思想。
Contemporary one is a Great British thought.
从 Bacon 以后
,After Bacon,
就看见整个欧洲改变了。
You see that the whole Europe changed.
有了牛顿出来了。
Newton came about.
就是用归纳法。
Using the induction method.
Galileo 出来了。
Galileo came.
用归纳法。
Also using induction method.
Copernicus 出来了。
Copernicus came.
归纳法。
Using induction method.
有 Kepler 出来
了。Kepler came.
归纳法。
Induction method.
这四个最大的近代科学家。
These four great contemporary scientists.
从方法论都受了 Francis Bacon 的影响。
Methodologically, they have been influenced by Francis Bacon.
Bacon 本身又不是科学家。
But Bacon himself is not a scientist.
他是科学方法论的哲学家。
But he is a philosopher of science.
所以哲学影响科学是绝对对的。
So absolutely, it's right that philosophy influence science.
你不要以为不懂科学的就没有对科学有贡献。
Don't think that those who don't know science would have a contribution to science.
虽然 Bacon 不是完全不懂科学。
Even though we cannot say that Francis Bacon, totally he doesn't understand science.
奠定了近代科学方法论的哲学思想。
But then he had a philosophical thought that founded the foundation of contemporary science.
He set the foundation for the scientific methodology of modern time.
他已经奠定了这个摩登科学的这个基础。
所以呢，他是以哲学的方法来影响整个科学的动向。
So using philosophical method, he influenced the whole direction of science.
那 Bacon 讲一句话
，Bacon said a statement.
他说：“初习哲学，初演科学的人一定变成无神论。”
Those are beginners, a student of science, they become atheists.
但是
，But then，
你一直研究科学，一直思考哲学，最后。 科学跟哲学也逼你使你一定承认上帝的存在。
The more that we study in depth of science, science and philosophy will compel you to become one who believes in God.
那么我们现在很多的青年人
，A lot of young people today，
懂一点点就彼此跳到像这个大象一样高。
They know a little bit, yet they're so proud.
科学头脑
，I have a scientific mind.
科学技术
，scientific technique.
科学方法
，scientific method.
科学时代
，scientific age.
科学头脑
，scientific mind.
我想大概不是，是科学皮毛，不是科学。
You're scientific superficial.
是懂一点点，你就很傲慢。
You know a little bit.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为呢，科学之父 Francis Bacon 已经这样子。
Because of Francis Bacon, the father of science, said this.
初期科学哲学的人一定沦为无神论者。
The beginner of science will become atheist.
但是当你研究到深入的时候，一定被科学哲学逼，使你相信神的存在。
But the more you study science philosophy, you're compelled to become an atheist.
Francis Bacon 是个大法官。
Francis Bacon is a great judge.
他不是科学家。
He is not a scientist.
在法律工作之外，他研究哲学思考方法。
Other than law, he studied about methodology of science and thinking.
又是一个基督徒。
He is a Christian too.
但是他呢，又是一个糊涂。
But he is not a good Christian.
所以他法官的时候，曾经受贿赂，被英国的皇帝放过他，进过监牢。
So he had taken bribe when he was a judge. So that's why he was in prison.
但是他的科学方法论影响全世界，这是历史上没有办法抹杀的事实。
But then his scientific methodology actually influenced the world, and that cannot be denied.
那 Francis Bacon 有一句话我很喜欢，很喜欢。
Francis Bacon said this, and I like it very much.
他说 ，small knowledge is great danger.
那小知识是大危险。
大家说一二三 ，small knowledge is great danger. 所以那些刚刚读神学读一点点，就以为自己是教会领袖的，很危险。
Those at the beginning of theology thought that they themselves are leaders of the church is dangerous.
那些不必读神学就可以开教会和发展很快的，那些灵恩的哈泰的牧师，就是小知识大危险的人物。
Those who don't even have studied theology, they can begin say good a big church. They are small knowledge.Big danger.
那些以为读了神学拿了博士不被传福音就是上帝的仆人，也是很危险。
And those who thought that they have got a PhD in theology and do not have to preach also are dangerous.
其实这些都是 Francis Bacon 所讲的 small knowledge is great danger.
All these are said by this Francis Bacon. 小知识是大危险。
所以你们青年人
，So you young people，
好好用你的一生。
Catholic use a whole life.
你如果没有见过真有学问的人，你常以为自己了不起，其实是起不了。
If you have not never encountered true learned people, you thought that you are good enough.
你们这几年来这里听，你就知道原来人的一生可以知道的东西这么多，我怎么可以不追求？就像浮燕过我的人生。
For this morning 6 years, you come here to listen. You thought that there are things so much things that I don't understand, I don't know. I got to seek even harder in my life.
有没有这个感觉啊
？Do you have this kind of
feeling? 有没有啊？有这感觉的举手，我看看。
Raise your hand if you think so.
你听了听了，你发现哎。我一生不能随便了，我一定要好好。
You listen and listen, you say, I'm not going to live a very casual life.
我盼望我的生命可以影响你的生命。
How I hope that my life can influence your life.
我的思想可以影响你的思想。
My mind can influence your mind.
我的奋斗可以影响你的奋斗。
My struggle can influence your struggle.
那么，马来西亚就有一批的人是不以为自己有一点学问就可以交往。
So in Malaysia, there are a group of people who don't deem themselves as good enough.
好，我们继续再讲下去。
If you would continue,
那么 Francis Bacon 奠定了科学知识。
Francis Bacon has found the foundation of scientific knowledge.
这三百年来
，So for this 300 years,
整个西方的社会就大大进步。
The whole Western world progress.
从天文到地质
，From astronomy and physiology.
从物理到化学
，From physics to chemistry.
从工程到机械
，from engineer to mechanics，
这些都产生了很大的改变。
All these things were greatly changed by him。
那这样呢
？So then，
到了20世纪的时候
，when it comes to 20th century，
科学跟技术两件事情的发展
，science and technology the two advances of it，
其实从过去几百年累积产生的果效就是这样。
Actually， that's a result of the hundreds of years accumulation of knowledge。
好。如果说刚刚研究科学就以为没有上帝，那你就被物质的现象蒙蔽心灵跟目的的问题。
If we were to say that that's the beginning of science tend to be atheism, we think your spirit now have been actually darkened by your own understanding.
那为什么说呢？当真正研究深入的时候，会受逼相信上帝的。
Why is that when we start to study biology, we were compelled to become believer of God?
回到刚才提的一个人叫做 David Hume。
We come back to a person called David Hume.
这个人是历史上最大的怀疑论者。
David Hume as the greatest skeptic.
他对基督教也怀疑。
He also is skeptical towards Christianity.
他对基督教最怀疑的一个理论是什么呢
？And what's the theoretical background whereby he is skeptical about this Christianity?
他说基督徒常常说基督教是唯一有神迹的宗教，所以证明基督教是真宗教。
He said that Christianity always mentioned that the only in Christianity we say that there is this miracles, and because of that, it is the only religion.
基督教用神迹来证明基督教的合理性，但是呢，基督教所讲的神迹在圣经的记载，有谁可以证明它曾经记载、曾经发生过？基督徒是没有证据。
The Christian using miracles to prove the absoluteness of Christianity, but who then can prove the truth of miracles in the Bible?
所以，作为证明基督教合理性的神迹。本身是没有合理的证据。
So this miracle trying to prove rationality of this Christianity, but this miracle itself is not rational.
Legitimacy.
It's not legitimate.
Legitimacy of Christianity is based on the miracle, but the legitimacy of the miracle cannot be proven.
基督教的合法性是靠这个所谓的神迹，但是神迹本身没有它的合法性证明。
所以呢？他就怀疑基督教
，and that's why he is skeptical towards Christianity.
但我告诉你
，I tell you，
这些我都读过了
，I have studied all this，
我都经历了
，I experienced，
都已经不成问题
，it's not a problem。
所以我们敢讲圣经难题的
，so we dare to talk about Bible difficulties。
你们青年人慢慢来
，young people take it slow，
很稳定的
，very stable，
胸有成竹的
，and also with a mind that's set，
解破各样的困难，成为一个有真正。有根基的有信仰的
that you want to solve all the problem and that's why you will become a founded Christian
那 David Hume 谈到知识论的时候
David Hume when talk about epistemology
他是非常非常在英国里面特别怀疑特别注重理性的观念
in England he is the one who is very skeptical and yet he places a lot of emphasis on rationality
那个时候英国的哲学
at that time the England kind of philosopher
跟法国德国荷兰的大陆哲学分道扬镳。
As compared to the European continental philosopher, they have different ways.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为大陆走理性主义的时候，英国是走经验主义。
Because when the European philosopher talk about rationality, they talk about experience, empirical.
所以呢，在欧洲大陆的叫做 rationalism， 在英国三岛的叫做 empiricism。
So it is the 经验派 and the
这理性派。
理性派。
虽然如此。
Even though so,
他的经验派呢，出以经验做开始，用理性继续延展出去的。
The empiricism as it began with the empiric experiences, but then it developed with rationality.
我除了教神学，我也教哲学，教了30多年。
Other than teaching theology, I also teach philosophy for more than 30 years.
现在我们不继续深下去，等下你会头脑会爆炸。
We're not going to continue in this approach, 嘛。
今天很多人不想这个，只想这个美金跟马币多少钱。股票有没有涨价？汽油有没有起价？就是这些事情。
A lot of people never think about all these things, but they think about economic issues.
我们继续讲下去吧。
If you were to continue.
那么 ，David Hume 后来讲一句话。
David Hume later he said something.
这句话他的一本书里面写出来。
One of the book have this statement.
他说 ，The nature is too strong for principles.
自然对原则来说是太大了。
自然是强过原则。
And this nature is a stronger than our rationality. 我们
没有用，没有办法，没有可能用原理来捆绑自然。
I cannot use principle to bind nature.
所以这句话是归纳了希腊的两种书名 ，On Nature and Principle， and 它的 conclusion is the nature is too strong for the principle.
But actually, this statement comes from the two realms of Greek philosophy, that's nature and principle. But then he said, nature is too big and too strong for principles.
那么他这句话到底要表达的是什么呢
？With this statement, what kind of mind he would express?
In nature, there are so many things supra our rational function and rational ability.
在自然里面有太多是超乎我们的思想能力跟思考能力，
所以无形中他已经赞成了。David, 就 John Locke 的那一句话 There must be something supra-rational
So we say unconsciously, he already agreed with this John Locke that something which is called supranatural.
那你的草木星谈这么多跟今天的题目什么关系？
And you say that Pastor Song, you've talked so much, what's the latest with this topic?
如果你是比较普通的人，你一定感到没有关系；你所比较聪明的，你一定感到大有关系。
If you are very superficial, you thought there's no relationship, but you are a deep thinker, you know that there's a great, great relationship.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我这个思想想圣经的时候发生困难。
Because when my mind on the thing of the Bible, there's a problem now.
到底是我的思想有问题，或者圣经有问题？
Because that there's a problem with my mind, or is it because there's a problem with the Bible?
一定只有一个可能。
There's only one possibility.
如果是我的思想有问题，
if it's part of my mind has problem,
那是表圣经比我的理性更大。
Which means the Bible is greater than my mind.
如果是我的思想没有问题，
if there's no problem with my mind,
表示圣经是
Which means this Bible is not rational. If my mind has no problem, then my mind is higher and greater than Bible. Who then can prove that your mind is stronger and greater than the Bible?
如果你说圣经比我的思想功能的极限还更高超，
if you were to say that this Bible transcends actually the function and the limits of my mind,
到底谁可以告诉我圣经的超然是根据什么基础的？
Then who can tell me the supernatural nature of this Bible is based on what?
所以这是非常非常困难的问题。
So this is a very difficult problem.
虽然如此，
even though so,
我们可以靠着主的恩典找到这个出路出来。
By the grace of God, we can find a way out.
好，我现在把 David Hume 的那一句话。
So now with this David Hume statement,
跟这个 John Locke的这个三个层次，
and John Locke's three levels of thought,
来做一些更简单的解释，
and try to simplify it to make illustration,
你就很容易明白了。
Then you will understand easily.
2+2=4。
2 plus 2 is equal to 4.
大家说，
2+2=4。
合理不合理？
Is it rational?
和谁的理？
Whose reason?
和每一个人的理。
Everybody's thinking faculty.
所以你两兄弟，
so two brothers here,
都结婚娶了两个太太，
get married and married to two ladies,
就变成四个人，就叫做二加二等于四。
Now we have four people now, 2+2=4.
但是有没有可能一加一等于八？
Is it possible that 1+1=8?
可能。
Possible.
一个男的跟一个女的结婚，生六个孩子，叫一加一等于八。
A man and a woman get married and give birth to 8 children as what 1+1=8?
所以第一个二加二等于四是普通的理。
So the first 2+2 is equal to 4 is a common truth.
一加一等于八， 那个是生产的理。
But 1+1 is equal to 8 become reproduction.
The rule of reproductivity.
Rule of reproductivity.
那么这个东西呢， 就不是数学的东西了。
And this something doesn't belong to mathematics.
这个东西就是生命的东西。
Coming to life now.
所以你也不能说那个不合理， 怎么 一加一变成八。
You cannot say that this 1+2 is equal to 8 is not rational.
那里面的原则，
because the principle contained in it,
是生命原则， 不是数学原则。
It's a life principle, not mathematical principle.
这样我一讲你就 我慢慢开通。
Now you start to understand.
很多事情不是用很简单的数学可以表达出来。
There are many of these things cannot just explain with simple mathematics.
我问你，
and ask you,
6000减3000等于多少？
6000 to -3000, what's the answer?
你说就是3000了。
3000 you say?
我告诉你， 6000减3000可以等于0。
6000 -3000 can be equal to 0.
你说为什么呢？
Why?
因为有另外原理在里面。
Another principle is contained in it.
你相信不相信？
Do you believe?
6000减3000等于0。
6000 -3000.
相信不相信？
2, 0. Do you?
我问你啊， 信不信？
Do you believe?
你如果信才奇怪， 这个超自然的。
If you were to believe, that's strange, that's supernatural.
但是有这样的事情呢，
but there's such things.
有一个犹太人，
there's a Jew,
他需要用5000块美金。
He need to use $5,000.
第二次世界大战以前，
before the Second World War,
他需要一笔钱。
He indeed some money.
他到一个财主那里。
So he went to rich man.
你借我5000块美金好不好？
Lend me 5,000.
哪里我自己需要钱嘛？
I myself need money.
我等到事情做完了，我还给你，不是5000，还给你7000。
When I finish my stuff, I'll give it back to you 7,000.
这样可以。
You're okay.
但是你有什么东西抵押在这里？
But is there any collateral?
他说我有3000双鞋子抵押给你。
I have 3,000 pair of shoes.
那么你呢？ 如果我不还的时候， 这鞋子是你的吗？ 你难道不相信都是真鞋，真皮好东西， 名牌的？
If I don't return you money, all these shoes are true leather shoes.
那么一双鞋至少是5块。
So one pair costs at least $15.
3000双是40000。
So 4500 with 3000 pairs.
你只有借5000块嘛。
You only lend me $5,000.
哦，就借5000块给他。
So I'll lend to you.
那3000双鞋是印到他那，每一个开间都是鞋。
So he took away the 3000 pair of shoes. All shoes.
后来他去了。
So then he went.
不知道发生什么事情。
I don't know what happened.
是战争战死了。
Whether he died in the war.
或者呢，驱散了。
Or he was lost.
或者犹太人被希特拉打死了。
Or he was killed as a Jew.
没有回来拿鞋。
He never came back to pay back the shoes.
也没有付钱。
And never pay back
the loan. 所以他就想不要紧，有3000双鞋。
This man said, "Never mind, I have 3,000 pairs."
他就把鞋子拿出来卖。
So he took this shoe and sell it.
结果卖的时候一块钱都没有。
谁？
一块钱都没有。
He couldn't claim even a dollar back.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为里面都是6000个左边的。
Because all the 6,000 shoes are all left.
全部左边的。
All left side.
没有右边的。
Without the right.
所以每一个看起来左边跟左边。
All the left.
再看来左边跟左边。
Left side of the shoes.
那么你怎么卖6000个左边的鞋呢？
How are you going to sell 6,000 shoes with only left hand side?
买左边的鞋，右边穿拖鞋，有谁要
钱 ？Who want to wear on the left hand side the shoe and
所以结果他一块钱都拿不到。
So he couldn't claim even a dollar.
等到
，But then
战争完了以后
，After the war，
原来那个人没有死
，That man did not die.
他就把7000-8000块钱拿他，把3000块钱拿回去。那个他另外3000双都是右边的，是放在别人那边去。
So actually, he then returned back about $7,000-$8,000 to this man and took back the shoes.
那你明白
？Another one or right hand side, even another.
我现在举了三个例子啊。
So I will three last.
一个是二加二等于四。
One is 2+2=4。
一个是一加一等于八。
One is 1+1=8。
另外是6000减3000等于零。
And the other one 6000-3000=0。
因为都是左边的，谁要买
？Because all the left side shoes, no one want to buy.
到了这种情形的时候
，So when it comes to this stage,
你已经不能够用数学原理去解决生命原理。跟那个成双成对的那个必须配偶的原理。
So you cannot use the mathematical rules to solve the rule of life and also those of pairs.
怪不得科学是很笨的。
And that's why science is a fool.
电脑是很笨的。
Computer also is a fool.
大家说一二三，你不懂啊？电脑是很笨的。
Computer is a donkey.
你多好的电脑，你输进千万个资料进去，其中有几个错的？你输进错的永远是错的，它不会因为一次用就变成对的。
No matter how good computer, if the input is wrong, whatever we use it is wrong.
但是你的头脑不一样。
But your mind is different.
你不错了，后来你再看看，哎，发现重新你会改，你会变。
If you read wrongly, you can correct.
所以你很聪明。
You are intelligent.
电脑很笨。
Computers are fools.
大家说一二三，你要讲你就变成我了哈。你讲我好了，一二三。我很聪明，电脑很笨，因为它是死的。
Because it's a dead thing.
我们是活的
，we are alive.
所以这个完全不能用机械式的方程式去定真理的问题。
So you cannot use a mechanical equation to fix something of the truth.
听清楚了吗
？Clear now.
所以呢 ，David Hume 虽然怀疑
，David Hume even he was skeptical.
后来他不得不承认一句话了
，But he got to acknowledge this:
the nature is too strong for the principles.
很多自然对这个原则是太强了。
他讲了那句话有200年，我替他讲了另外两句话。
And two hundred years he said it. I added two statements to him.
我另外两句话是什么
？Two statements is
life is too strong for logic.
那么生命呢强过逻辑。
不但如此，
然后你说
love is too strong for rationality.
那么爱情强过理性。
如果我问你。为什么这么多女人你选她做你的女朋友
If I were to ask of so many ladies, why should you pick this one to be your girlfriend?
你能不能说因为她的鼻子刚刚好就是我要的那么高
Will you say that because the nose is just right for me?
她的脾气刚刚好就是我要的那种个性
The temper is just right for my liking.
她读的书刚刚好就是我要的那种女人
Education is just right for what I want.
你没办法你说因为爱就是爱了，不必讲了，没有道理。
You say there's no reason, it's just love.
所以爱是大于理性的。
And this love is stronger than rationality.
生命是超越过我们的思想。
Life is stronger than also logic.
自然是超过原理的。
Nature is stronger than principle.
你明白了这是道理以后
，When you understand all this,
我先问你，当你读圣经都不懂的时候
，When you read the Bible, you cannot understand.
我要问
，When I ask,
你的理性是不是无限制的？
Your rationality it is infinite.
第二
，the second，
圣经是不是普通的数学原理、自然法则的书？
The Bible, is it the book of natural principles and mathematical principles?
如果圣经是超自然的，是上帝的生命的道，就不是自然法则的书，你怎么可以用被造的理性去研究超越理性的神的真理？
If Bible is supernatural, is something concerning life, how can you use the natural law to study about this life principle in the Bible?
所以这两堂是个总钥匙。
So these are two master keys of all the sessions we're talking about.
这两堂所交出来一把钥匙抓住了以后，
So when you catch up these two keys from these two sessions,
其实我不必一题一题解了，你就自己迎刃而解。
Actually, I don't have to expound one problem after another problem. You will understand. Oh,
这个不是原则的问题，是总原则的问题。
This is not just a principle; it's a principle.
好，那今天呢，我们就要开始思想一个很重要问题了。
So tonight, I want to begin to study one very important topic.
圣经的第一句话
，the first statement in the Bible,
有八个字
，only eight words.
第一
，the first,
有关于时光跟超越时光的事情
，about time and things that transcend time.
第二
，the second,
有生命跟超越生命的原理
，things of life and also principles that transcend life.
第三，有存在跟超越存在的原理
，and the third, existence and things that transcend existence.
第四，是因为这三个超越产生出来的一个世界
，and the fourth, because this transcendence it produces a world.
这个八个字是什么呢
？What are these?
起初，上帝创造。
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
阿扎说，
起初，
上帝创造
天地，
就是。